Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in on this Good Friday, and I hope you're having a good day. One of the things that we have to just accept is that we are in an existential battle against sheer evil. And as evidence of that, I bring you the news, which I see Reuters report here, that the UK is to offer COVID-19 vaccines for young children with medical conditions. So children aged between 6 months to 4 years, just think about that, 6 months to 4 years with underlying medical conditions will be offered COVID-19 shots, Britain's vaccine advisors have said yesterday or the other day. The JCVI, absolutely wicked organization, said eligible children should be offered two doses of the vaccine with an interval of 8 to 12 weeks between the first and second doses. The MHRA has authorized the vaccine for the same age group. And the US rolled out the Pfizer biotech for the same age group last year. So let's be really clear where we are with this one. They are going after kids as young as 6 months. That's what they're doing. And at this point in the game, they know that these vaccines are not safe, that they are not effective, that there's lots of questions regarding their efficacy, that there's lots of issues concerning the side effects. We've seen the tsunami of vaccine injury and vaccine death, but yet they want to jab six-month-olds, 6 months to 4 years. They want to jab them. Why is this? Well, I think it's because they're evil. I can think of no logical scientific reason for why they would want to do that, because this age group, in fact all age groups, are at no risk to something that doesn't exist. But even if you think, oh no, David, you're wrong, the virus does exist, it's just not as bad as they said, well, okay, if you go with that theory, well, it still means that from a mathematical point of view, these kids are at little, if any, mathematically calculable risk. But they're still going to jab them. Why do they want to jab them? Why? And actually, it's even worse because these are kids with what's called underlying medical conditions. So I would assume that in most cases, these are kids whose immune system is probably compromised and weakened by whatever else they've got wrong with them. So this is what's always bothered me about, oh, don't worry about it, we're going to give it to the people who are immunocompromised. But if you're immunocompromised and you get a shot of something which further weakens your immune system, what's another word for that? I would have said, you know, arguably genocide could be used. And so this is what they want to do here in the UK anyway. So our lovely government, Mr. Sunak and the gang, they think that these little babies, babes in arms, have not suffered enough. They need to suffer a bit more. So let's get some of that mRNA tech. But don't worry, David, it's at a lower dose. So what could possibly go wrong with that? And how many parents, I don't know, will queue up and give these, you know, allow them to do this. I don't know. I suspect far too many. One would be far too many. But in this case, you know, the propaganda is going to go out there. The NHS will push the propaganda in the community. You go to your local doctors, they're going to be told, oh, you've got a 7-month-old child. Why not arrange for the safer than safe COVID jab right now and then get your second one 10 weeks later? That's exactly what these people are doing. So, I mean, in a previous podcast, I talked about the fact that, and we all know it, there's a tsunami of excess deaths in 2022, 2023, which they can't hide. They just don't want to talk about it. But, and one of the age groups, excuse me, that's most affected is the 0 to 14-year-old age group. In other words, there's many more of them dying than we would expect. But what do these people do? They then think, yeah, but what about the 6-month-old children? What about the 2-3-year-old tots? We have to give them the elixir of life jab as well. Honestly, these people are, it's a deep evil, deep, deep, dark evil that they would do this, that they would consider doing this. There is very good reason, and we've even heard the likes of Andrew Bridgen, Conservative MP, say this, you know, to stop these jabs for everybody. There's enough evidence, I believe, for that to be a viable statement. However, no, they're not stopping. They're accelerating. They're accelerating the rollout, and they're targeting the younger and younger folks. A 7-month-old baby should not be getting these jabs, but If the government has its way, if they've got an underlying medical condition, then they will be given the shot and they'll just have to take their chances. And the fact of the matter is that they've got the whole of their lives ahead of them. So if there are any medium to long-term consequences, well, they'll certainly find out, won't they? Of course, by that point, it's going to be too late. But also by that point, the people behind all of this will have long since retired and long since left the room. And therefore, there'll be nobody to come after. You know, the hit job against our young kids will have been carried out effectively. And they can leave the sign of the crime confident that they're going to get away with it. So I don't know what you think about this, but I find this latest announcement that they want to jab children between the age of 6 months and 4 years in the UK with two COVID jabs utterly, utterly obscene.